Hello, everyone. This is Benevolent Heretic. That's spelled B something else. I guess we're on belowtopsecret.com or abovetopsecret.com. Either way, you know how to get here. I'm in response to Magic's Class and Session podcast, which is a great title, by the way. And I'm here to say how I feel about this whole thing. I'm here to present my truth. Here's the deal. I saw this when it first came up. This whole issue. And it is high drama and everything, so I kind of stayed away from it. I read enough to know what's going on. And I was not inclined to respond or get involved. And now then there was another post about ethics, and there was another post about something else. Now there's this new post about COINTELPRO. And I've read a little bit of it, but like I said, I'm not getting involved. Well, obviously, I'm getting involved to a certain degree, but I'm not getting deeply involved, and this will probably be the height of my involvement right here. And the reason I don't want to get involved is because of the drama. You know, I just don't need it. And here's the way I look at this. I'm not really sure why ATS is having this response. You know, I personally don't have any judgments on ATS for doing this. What I mean is I don't have any terribly negative judgments against ATS staff, the Amigos, and so on. I love ATS. I love the people who run it. So, of course, I love everybody. But, that's how I am. I'm all non-judgmental of what people do for the most part, but I am not going to get my emotions all involved and out of sorts to entertain a bunch of people who don't have enough happening in their lives. And I can just imagine how these people who are laying accusations up on ATS feel about all this response they're getting. Oh boy, we got ATS all hot and bothered. You know, we've got the main guys in there all being defensive. And I bet it's just, you know, I bet they're just having little parties because of all the attention. It's like the guy who goes for his 15 minutes of fame on TV, you know, doing something really stupid. So these people are making accusations and all this crap. And I feel like ATS is pandering, not exactly pandering to them, but giving them what they want. I'm not sure of the exact meaning of pandering, to tell you the truth. I'm just not sure that I would choose to do the same thing as ATS is choosing right now. You know, we've got this main link alert. AboveTopSecret.com is a government COINTELPRO disinformation operation right on the every front page. You know, everybody can see it. You know, and I'm all for getting the truth out there, but that's not the truth. And you know, it's just feeding their drama need is what I'm thinking. Whoever these people are, I'm not really sure who they are. A competitor, another side out there who, you know, is jealous of ATS? Kind of sounds like that to me. But like I said, I haven't been in there, you know, really involved. And alternative media movement. I'm not sure what that means, really, you know, in the jargon of the internet. But on the face value of it, if ATS is an alternative media movement, in other words, a movement that is an alternative to mainstream media, well, I think we'd be proud to be that. I like Magic. I love ATS. I have no reason to go against them or think badly of them. But if I did, you can bet I would. My loyalty only goes so far. You know, if there was something going on behind the scenes or whatever, I would be the first one to, you know, start bitching about it and make a big mess about it. Because that's just the kind of person I am. So anyway, whatever this alternative media movement, whatever that means, whatever kind of movement it is, the only movement I think that's going on here is a movement toward the truth and toward expression of all people's ideas in an intelligent way. That's the key. You know, because we don't have a bunch of people on here slamming each other. And, you know, the staff works really hard to try to keep it on an intelligent level. Not down in the kindergarten, you know, throwing shit at each other level. Which I respect and appreciate. Because, you know, you can find that shit-slinging stuff anywhere on the internet. Only at ATS do I walk in and feel like I'm going to be respected here. I'm going to respect people here, even if they disagree with me. I'm going to be able to put my ideas out there, as long as I do it in a respectful and intelligent way. You know, what more could you ask for? So, like I said, I don't really know what's going on with this other board or these other people or whatever is this force that ATS has come to the defense around. But I feel like we're catering to them by saying, oh, no, we're not this, and let me prove it. And I respect the three amigos, whatever they want to do. And if I was an amigo or if I was the head honcho, I would totally ignore these people. Let them come in here and say whatever they want, but I would not have this big defense movement. But that's just me, and I don't know what's going on. And I trust the amigos enough to do the right thing. So that's where I am on all this thing. Thanks, Magic, for making this podcast so much easier for me to do than type that all out. Thanks for listening.